This is Robin Lord Taylor,
Neil Adams,
Tony Moore,
Koi Pham,
Stephen Bowman,
Brian Level,
Steve Lieber,
Robert Kurtzman,
Cameron Stewart,
Rick Remender,
David Marquez,
Alan Bellman. I'm an alcohol. Oh, wrong meeting. No, this is Alan Bellman from the Golden Age of Marvel Comics, and I'm addicted to Limited Addiction Podcast. So wherever you are, be nice to your friends and be nice to yourself, and stay happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Limited Addiction Podcast. My name is Frankie.
My name's Danny. We're here to talk about all things nerdy.
Yeah, and this is our big pre-Cincinnati Comic Book Expo episode.
Cincinnati Comic Expo coming at you fast. Faster than you might think. 20th, 21st, 22nd. If I'm not right about those dates, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I can't go to Friday. I just realized I got a wedding.
Yeah. That's right. It might be my family day.
Okay.
So I think that's what we did last year, but then you and Bernie rolled up at the last, for like the last
Because we had a show that day, yeah, and it was kind of on the way, so let's stop by.
Yeah, so we'll be there. No panel this year, maybe next year. Spoiler alert. But we'll be there, we'll have our field recorders. If you recognize us, you want to be on a podcast, come up, we'll do a little bit with you.
I might be dressed up like Brothor. Who knows?
I'm the one I know I'm doing for sure. Probably Saturday. I'm doing Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul, which for you in the studio, it's the one with the glare on it that you can't see anything of next to casual Goku.
Okay. Yeah. I can see him from my angle, though.
Okay. Yeah. It's like completely glared out on mine.
That's a scary costume.
Yeah, it is.
Should we wear just dress up if we're trying to interview people? I don't know.
Well, I didn't think we'd do much interviewing on Saturday. But I don't know. I could wait till Sunday.
But man, we've been going to this for a while.
It's true. I also have a Pikachu costume, which would be impossible for me to interact with anybody, but it would be fun.
I need to see this thing. Where do you store it?
In a box.
Is it inflate?
Yes.
Okay. That makes more sense.
I do kind of want to get like more of a shade over the mouthpiece because you can completely see into it.
Okay.
So that's the downside of it. Well, I kind of thought about going as a Spider-Gwen, but yeah. I don't know. Another one that would be
Ghost Spider-Man.
Hard to interact with somebody.
Yeah. I still think Spider-Ghost is better than Ghost Spider. Just flip them.
Spider-Ghost.
Spider-Ghost. See, just better. Yeah. They probably acknowledge it in the comics. I stopped reading that comic a while ago.
I don't know.
So
I always thought it was weird she went by Spider-Gwen.
She always just went by Spider-Girl or Spider-Woman. As a reader, call her Spider-Gwen.
True, true.
So, there's a lot of people coming to this. Is there anything quickly news-wise that happened? I'm trying to think. They cast, what's her name? Kate Bishop.
Oh, yeah?
What's her name? She was in the Bumblebee movie recently. She actually is Spider-Gwen. Full circle in the movie. Haley Steinfeld? That sounds right.
Yeah.
Great casting. Totally on board.
I missed that one, yeah. I looked at my news app and didn't look like there was much really going on this week.
When we've been seeing the leak pops for the New York Comic Con, there's so many.
True, yeah. There's too many to go through.
Too many to go through. What are some highlights for you?
For me, you say?
Yeah.
So, two more Wacky Racers. Those are the guarantees for me. Two villains from My Heroes. It's two Dragon Ball Z. Vegeta doing his signature move, which I'll probably get.
Gallet Gun? Is that what he calls it?
Yeah. Especially now that I have Goku doing the Kamehameha.
Nice.
And there's a Meditating Piccolo. I could go either way on. Samurai Jack and Aku Tupac. It's kind of one of those where, like, if it was separate, I would just get Samurai Jack. And I kind of want to bank on that they're going to make a separate one later, but I don't want to, you know, risk that.
You think they would, being more stoic and not so action ready?
Yeah. The Teeth Guy from Doctor Who.
I did not like that villain.
Me either, but I've got all the villains except for Davos, so.
Davos.
You know? And then Stan Lee in the spacesuit from Guardians Volume 2.
That was cool.
That's a must for me. And then I'm going to get the one of the pigeon mascots for New York just because I got the toucan in San Diego. And then there's the villains from H.R. Huff and Puff and stuff. But they'll be Tokyo Toys, so I know it'll be hard to get.
What's the Bluntman and Chronic one?
What do you mean? What is it?
Like, what store do you get
that? Oh, nothing's been officially released yet, but I believe somebody at FYE said they already got it in.
Oh, FYE, you can get that easy then.
Yeah. Then there's a few others I'm on the fence about, like Policeman Freddy, Dwight with Dwight Bobblehead, the Melons guy from Avatar is pretty funny. That's one I know I would regret buying, I think.
I'll say overall, I think these are better than the New York Comic Con one. I can't even remember the New York Comic Con. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a long day.
I really like the Huntress for some reason.
Yeah, she's cool.
It's a good model. Nothing else.
I think you should get the in Goblet of Fire, the giant chick from Harry Potter.
Witch.
Not the witch.
Yeah.
She's the headmistress of that school.
Yeah. I don't really like her.
So. But you have Hagrid over there.
I do have
Hagrid. You could put them next to each other and it'd make me laugh.
The Killer Clowns is a pretty cool model, but I've never been a fan of the movie. We discussed the Edgar Allan Poe one's cool.
Yeah.
But I've already got the Raven coming. Classic Nick Fury. Okay. At first, I really liked the Dark Phoenix shirt.
Yeah.
But the more I look at it, I'm like, that looks terrible. It's not a good shirt. And the pop's not great either. But it does make me want to, because it's like a solar flare kind of paint job. But it does make me want to buy the common one and then do like the galaxy paint on it. You know, that could look cool. But yeah.
I mean,
got some Marty McFly.
Yeah, that Marty McFly one's cool, but it's kind of like you have to really know the movie to catch that one. Because when he puts the yellow hazmat suit to scare his dad, like, I am Darth Vader. Playing Van Halen music.
Yeah.
It's a cool scene. Oh, what's her name? Susie from Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. That'll be a big buy.
I wish that was a double pack, even though they weren't in the same.
It would have been cool. It was
room,
a double.
But...
Oh,
wait. I think we said that on the last show.
I think we did too. I feel like there's a cowboy Marty McFly coming also.
Off of the third movie?
Yeah. That even might be. Where did I? Maybe that was just somebody dreaming of it.
I think I saw it too, man. I don't think you're crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they also released images for the next Marvel Avengers wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did.
There's some cool ones in that one. I like the bro Thor. That's cool.
Yeah.
I definitely like the Hulk. I think the Hulk's a must because
yeah.
Even when I was watching the movie, I'm like, I want that Hulk.
Yeah.
The Korg and the Hawaiian shirt's cool.
The Korg looks like, and the Hulk. And Thanos look larger.
Yeah.
But I can't tell if it's just like
they better
that's
be
the
larger.
Space they had to work with.
I hope they're larger.
I don't need Korg to be larger.
I want that Hulk to be larger, though. And I probably will get
six-inch Hulk.
That Kill Spider-Man.
Even though it ruined the Disney-Sony agreement?
Yeah, because I don't have an Iron Spider-Man pop, and he's holding the gauntlet, and he's in chill mode.
Yeah, the Captain America's cool, had I not already gotten the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the Korg's regular size, I could consider getting that. I've got one Korg for sale, the original Korg, and then I've got Korg holding Meek from, I think, last year's New York Comic Con, actually.
Oh.
Actually, I do think it was New York.
Hey, Korg. This is Meek.
Not easily seen right now, but...
He's big.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't need two Korgs. Arguably, I don't need two Brothors, but that one with him no shirt and... eating pizza would be fun to get, and then get the dude, the Thor.
I probably would get the dude one over it, but it is funny holding pizza. Yeah. And I have him like with both hammers.
Yeah.
Get that one over there.
That one's easily acceptable.
Yeah. So, lots of pop stuff.
Yeah.
But
too much.
We probably should focus on the expo.
The expo.
So, there's lots of guests. Dan has a list
rundown,
of them.
This is the film and TV. Of varying degrees of fame this year. Dave Ankrum.
I wish they would say his position.
Yellow Leader?
Is he Yellow Leader? He's in Star Wars, New Hope, and Rogue One. So he could be in the Yellow...
He's in that scene, though.
Yeah.
It's one of the fighters.
Marina Baccarin. She is in Gotham. She was in Serenity.
In Gotham. It's Gordon's ex-wife in Gotham.
Yeah. And real life wife.
True.
She was also in Deadpool.
No wonder they're both coming. Yeah. Jodie Benson.
The voice of the Little Mermaid.
That is famous thing. A couple other things there. Clifford Chapman, a.k.a. Bakugan.
Yeah, he's the voice of Catron and some Dragon Ball people.
Yeah.
And Titanfall.
This one really confused me. Colleen
Klinkenberg? Beard? Klinkenbeard? Sorry if you mess up these names.
It would appear by this image that she is the voice of Monkey D. Luffy.
Yeah, that's the big guy from One Piece, right?
Yeah, the main guy. But I read an article recently that the voice of Monkey D. Luffy died.
When we shook over. That One Piece thing's been going on forever, right?
Yeah, maybe if it was the original voice. And then her name's escaping me, but it's one of the early villains in Dragon Ball. That's one of the henchmen of Emperor Pilaf?
Pilaf.
And she's the girl that can make things from her body.
That does not wear a lot of clothing. Part of her power, though.
Keelan
Cough.
Which, I think that's one of the pops coming? Or does it just look like it? No, it's not the same thing. Yeah, I think that's a hero guy, though.
And he also does a voice in Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah, it looks like Freddy himself.
And then we have Garrick Hagon.
That definitely looks like Yellow Leader.
Also from Star Wars. Ooh, we got Alan Harris, Bosk himself. From Star Wars. Oh, my brother. Just kidding. Bernard Hill. Same name as my brother.
Yeah.
But he's from Lord of the Rings.
True. First U.S. signing will most likely cancel the day before.
Didn't he cancel last year?
Somebody did.
Thought it was him again. So Josh Keaton, the voice of Spectacular Spider-Man, Young Hercules, and a character I don't recognize.
Voltron. Netflix series.
You need to watch that.
Angus Guinness.
Guinness. Also in Star Wars.
Yes. Looks like they got all the TIE Fighters.
X-Wing and Y-Wing fight. TIE Fighters are the bad guys. You don't see their faces. Sean Mayer.
He was the bad guy in season 4 of Arrow that should have been the same villain in season 3 of Flash. Like, remember they were very similar characters?
Yes.
I think his name was Acolyte or something like that. I don't know. They should have made him the same villain, but they weren't. They were just very similar to each other.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Then we have Lawrence Nicolar,
who is the Night King from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he played in some orcs from Lord of the Rings, so he did some things. And then there you go, Ben McKenzie. Are you upset that when they did the 5-year flash forward, he didn't have a mustache?
I haven't seen it yet, but you told me that, and I don't know.
I'm pretty sure. I need to watch it again. I'm pretty sure he doesn't have the mustache.
I am excited to say hi to him, because he will be the final other than... No, I still have... Man, the actual famous person.
From Gotham, are you trying to say?
Yeah, his partner.
Oh, his partner? I don't know his name.
What's the character's name?
Harvey?
Harvey Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so him and Harvey Bullock are the only two I haven't met.
Okay.
Worth meeting.
Justin H. Min. He was in Umbrella Academy. Well, I don't want to say spoilers, but he was the sibling that... dies.
Not anymore.
No, he's still alive. No. He's back as a ghost. He died when they were kids. Which was weird to me that his ghost would grow up. That was a deviation from the comics. He wasn't in the comics.
That is weird.
And then Kathy Najimy. She's from Hocus Pocus. I didn't know she did the voice of Peggy Hill.
Yeah, me either.
That's pretty cool.
I think it's the Evil Queen from Descendants. Yeah. Another TIE Fighter.
John Morton. Not TIE Fighter. That's a snow speeder he's in, but...
One of the rudest people I've ever met in my life, Nichelle Nichols.
Really? You have a bad story?
I do.
Oh, no. Dan, you make a lot of people mad at you, don't you?
I do. I don't know why. I fibbed a little when I went up to meet her, because I was just basically killing time at a... I believe it was at a Lexington show.
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, I grew up watching Star Trek, and... I just wanted to say it was always super enjoyable. I always loved the way you portrayed your character. And I went to shake her hand, and she went, thank you.
She didn't give you the fist bump?
No, she pulled her hands away. Like it wasn't like I was like going for her hand. I just put my hand out. And
yeah.
It was nice to meet you. And she literally pulled her hands away and went, thank you.
Well.
And then hugged the next person.
Oh, okay. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
In the defense, like a lot of celebrities and people don't like handshakes because you get the con. What's it called? Con.
Con sweats?
Not con sweats. But it's the sickness you get just from being at conventions.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I get not shaking hands. A lot of people do a fist bump or like, sorry, I don't shake hands.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was weird.
I'd have to be there. I still give her the benefit of the doubt in case she's watching. Like, she needs some.
Nope.
Nope.
You should meet her and see if she shakes your hand.
Well, she like straight up like hugs me like,
Frankie, oh, my old friend. All right. Now, this guy looks like a TIE fighter to me.
He's an Imperial officer.
Michael Pinion.
Pennington, I think.
Neil Ross, who is, hey, funny. He's in, I believe that's the original Voltron.
He did the voice of Green Goblin in the 90s Spider-Man cartoon. Voltron.
Yeah, and one of the days he will actually be dressed as his G.I. Joe character, Shipwreck.
G.I. Joe is a little before our time.
Yeah.
Another G.I. Joe guy, I guess.
I believe he is the toy modeler.
Oh, okay. Toys are pretty sweet. G.I. Joe, the smaller scale ones.
Data from Star Trek.
Bent Spiner, Spinner?
Yeah.
Another Serenity person, Jewel State.
Yeah. I've got a pop. I would consider, but it's expensive.
Okay, so these twins, the Harp twins.
Harp twins.
They're going to be there. I was so confused because on the official Cincinnati City Comic Expo, they had a video. I'm like, did they mean to post this? So they did.
Harp twins.
Harp's a very cool instrument. Very cool.
Another Firefly Serenity.
Alan Tudyk, also K2SO.
Yes. This is the guy I thought that was a picture of.
Yeah.
Definitely not now.
Jesse Usher.
Not to be confused with Usher Jesse.
He was in The Boys. He was also in the sequel to Independence Day. Independence Day Resurgence. Yeah,
he was. Eric Vale, which is funny. In the original Dragon Ball Z series, he's the world... Might have even been in... Yeah.
You think he was in Dragon Ball, the original world tournament thing?
It doesn't say Dragon Ball. It just says Dragon Ball Z. But I think it is the same announcer through the whole series. But he's the world tournament announcer, which is pretty funny. He'd be a good one to get
a tagline from.
And then apparently he's the voice of Super Dragon Ball Super Future Trunks.
Oh.
I think that's, yeah. See, it's a different style than our Trunks. I think that's him. Yeah. Yeah, our Trunks has a purple hair. And then my dream, BJ Ward, voice of Velma. Voice of Daphne, voice of Wonder Woman from Super Friends, voice of the female Snork,
Snorks,
voices of the female Voltron. Super excited for her. Fun fact, my daughter.
I don't have a catchphrase for you. I
thought you just did the same one.
You have a daughter?
Yeah. She thinks it's really funny when Velma says jinkies.
Aww.
So she's got a little Scooby-Doo onesie. So probably take her. Oh no, she won't be there Friday.
Oh no.
That's a shame. Might have to rethink some plans, but at least I want to get her like a voice recording of her saying something. And then jinkies. But yeah, super excited for that. That's my childhood voice right there.
Oh man, look at this guy.
Will Wheaton. I don't know how I feel about him coming.
You don't like Will Wheaton? Why?
I think because my first interaction with him was Big Bang Theory, where he's portrayed as a villain.
Yeah, but he was in Star Trek, and in Ready Player One, he's the president of the country.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big board game guy, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And then cancellations.
That's the guy that canceled last year.
Ah, okay.
I thought that was Billy Dee Williams.
David Bradley canceled, Ernie Hudson canceled, Emmy Revere Lampin canceled from Umbrella Academy. So those are like the celebrity people. We didn't really talk about comic creators.
Yeah. We got our boy Brian Level. He's coming for the first time.
Brian Level does not like me. No. That's your. You have the story about, what's her name from Star Trek? I had the story about Brian Level and how he hates me.
It's true. Dave Atkins coming back. Art Baltazar.
I love Art Baltazar. It's art. It's cool.
Daryl Banks. Scott. Strauss.
Oh, I thought it was Peter Strout.
David Michael Beck.
Alan Bellman?
Our good friend, Alan Bellman.
I love Alan Bellman.
That was a late announcement. I was glad to see him coming back.
Oh, man.
Made me realize I need to save up $60 to get another sketch from him.
Alan Bellman's awesome.
He's so great. If you don't know who Alan Bellman is, you're wrong. But that's where good advice comes from. He always ends the intro of the people. Really amazing person. Andy Bennett, we've met him. Josh Baylock, Craig Baldwin,
Chris Campana, Frank Chow. I've heard of Frank Chow before. He did the Wonder Woman run.
Yeah.
Amanda Connor, she is really cool art. Joe Corny, worked on Star Wars comic, looks like. Jose Delbo, Johnny
Desperado.
There's a D in there I would not expect. Des Jordans. Steve Englehart, Jay Fogsit,
T. Franklin, Guy Gilchrist, Chad Harrington, Corbin Kern.
What does he do? He's got 1966 Batman.
So the only thing I know him for is on the Orphan Black comics.
Yeah.
He does the variant covers.
Okay.
But he doesn't do any of the art of the main covers. You know, it was very disappointing because I really enjoyed those and I was excited to meet the artist. And then it wasn't him. Mark Kidwell, Matthew
Kritscht, Alex Conant, Adam Kubert of the famous Kubert line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brian Level. Yeah. He doesn't like me.
Ash McZaku. Dirk Manning.
That's a cool name, Dirk Manning.
Frank Mastrodonus.
Mastromard. Man, they're going to, if anybody watches that, they mess my name up. They didn't even try. I hate those guys.
Scott. It's going to be so awesome if we go to, like, get interviewed and be like, oh, you're the Limited Addiction guys.
Butchered my name.
No, thanks.
It's just Steve Orlando. How'd you mess that up?
I'm sorry.
Jimmy Palmiotti. Palmiotti?
Limited Addiction instead of Addiction.
I've heard his name before. So yeah. I think I would do it right.
I mean, that's a fairly recent Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's post Suicide Squad, at least. Doug Pezeswitz.
Looks like the Tick. Yeah, he worked on the Tick.
Laura Pinda. I don't know that, but I like kind of the style.
Yeah.
Alejandro Rosato.
Rosato.
Stuart Seiger.
Pat Shand.
I like that, too.
Little Girl, that's the book he worked on.
Yeah, I might have to.
Spooky.
If there's a trade or something. Yeah. Dave Schutt.
Sheet or Shite? Man.
Gavin Smith.
That one hopefully we got right.
Kaylin Smith. Bet they're married.
Maybe.
Peter Stiegelwald. He's a staple. He usually does the posters or the shirts or something. Pauly D.
Pauly D. Story.
Frank Teeter. A lot of Harley Quinn.
Ashley Witter. Or Wider, could be.
It's like a local guy.
Thomas Zoller.
I think I actually do know him. And no cancellations. Wow. Wowza. So, yeah.
So, visit these artists and writers, because without them, we wouldn't have these cool things.
It's true. And it's hard to say, like, if you're listening to this, you must be into something other than the two of us. Because you would have stopped by now.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They're just reading off a list.
But in the weird thing that you're not into, like, movies or comics, and you're still watching, the expos are a lot of fun, even if you're not into them. Plus, there's tons of, mostly local, some people just do con circuits.
Yeah.
Crafts and stuff that sometimes nerdy, sometimes not really. Like, my wife.
Wait, you're married?
That's
the catchphrase.
They were, like, yarned? The art of yarning.
There's someone much smarter than me knows.
There were rainbow boots made out of yarn.
Those doodles? Doodlies? I don't know what they're called.
Doodlers? I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And it ranges, nerd-wise, it ranges from all over the place. This one doesn't do too much of the wrestlers like Louisville and Lexington does.
Nothing wrong with wrestlers. But...
Yeah. Never really, like, Lexington's like half wrestlers all the time. It's kind of weird. But yeah, it spans all over there. There's, I mean, swords people, steampunk, medieval.
Tons of things.
Yeah. a little for toys. Everyone. Tom and Chi.
Usually. We probably should have fact checked that, but usually. Last four or five years in a row.
Their last time, maybe? I don't know.
I think they were.
Ooh.
Exclusive merch. Dane's pulling up. I don't know. Oh, some of those posters are cool. That Cincinnati one. This one's dope, son.
Yeah.
Is that an Alan Bellman piece?
It looks like Alan Bellman. He did. Oh, no. I moved it to my actual house. He did. It's actually his background on here. It's a variant of Captain America catching a bomb and throwing it down on Hitler. Oh. But instead, the blimp behind it says to Cincinnati, and Captain America's stopping it. Yeah. Yeah, that's at my actual home, not here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're fun to go to.
Nine messages. Holy crap.
You're a popular man. Usually, I have money going to these, and I buy lots of stuff, but I'm pretty broke, so.
Yeah, anything you've got your eye on that you're hoping?
Not really, man. For? I've got a lot of things.
Yeah.
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe a Hyrule Shield if there's a good price on one.
Yeah, solid. I could do, if I can find like a good-looking D.Va gun from Overwatch, I probably won't get it, but, you know, fair price, you know, that wouldn't be bad. Pop-wise, I'm really only looking for Captain Cutler, which is the only Hanna-Barbera I'm missing, which I think will be easy to find. It's just going to be the price that I want to pay for it. But yeah, there's not too many that I'm like searching for pop-wise. And then there's lots of celebrities that I hope to meet and talk to. The only one I might get something from would be Velma.
I feel like you need to.
Yeah. Maybe I'll. The Velma pop is near the top there. It'd be easy to get to. It'd be kind of weird if she's the only one that's signed, though.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Should be a good time, though.
Should.
I'm excited for it. I definitely will go Saturday. Can't go Friday because the wedding.
Yeah. I plan on being there all 3 days, but with her not being there Friday, that might change. I mean, I'll probably still go Friday because it's easier to get the passes on Friday, but I might just go scout things out.
Sure.
Apologize to Mike for not seeing him. Maybe I need to go next week. Just be like, hey, sorry.
Sorry. But yeah, so it's not next week, is it? Yeah, it is next week.
Yeah. Dang. Next week.
So we'll have a podcast, but it won't be out before then. Before then, maybe. Who knows?
We're not going to release one day of this show, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. We could. I guess we'll see what happens this week in comics.
Yeah.
This week in comics. Comics. I stole the theme of This Week in Marvel.
But yeah, that's about it for us. Hope to see you guys there at the Comic Expo.
This is the new addition to my collection. I've had my eye on it on Entertainment Earth for a while, but it was like way overpriced.
Yeah.
But it was priced that way, you know. And I was like, I don't want to drop. Entertainment Earth's price was $60 on it. I was like, I don't want to drop that. It's a terrible price. It's Goku when he first starts training with Master Roshi.
Because he got to wait for the Dragon Balls to come back.
Yep. And then I was on Boxed Lunch, and I don't even know why it popped up into my feed, but it like popped up and they were selling it for only $32, and I had $25 of hot or box money, I guess.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, I basically got it for free.
Very cool.
Yeah. Super solid.
But yeah, it should be a good time. Hopefully we see you guys there. See us and recognize it, say hi, even if I look like Bro Thor. Probably won't happen.
Yeah. I look like King Kanake, you probably won't recognize me.
Yeah.
Got the red contact and everything.
Oh my gosh, man, you go full out. Yeah. I like the character of Bro Thor, and it's pretty convenient because I have the wig and I just have to dye this.
That's how I was feeling with the other two, like Pikachu, or Zero, you can't shop or interact. That would just be like a publicity stunt. And then Spider-Gwen, I could still like interact with people, but it'd be weird to be professional.
Yeah, in a skin tight suit. Hey, what's going on?
You're like, hey, look at Spider-Gwen. You're like, hey, sup.
Sup. Talking
to you, do a tag for my podcast. It's called Big Chitty Comics.
That's a joke from when we met Stan Lee.
Good advice.